This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of being merciful. We are now wrapping up our series on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and I am reflecting on the passage that says, God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy, Matthew 5:7. And typically when I make reference to someone in the Bible as it relates to success in an area, that's exactly what they've done, achieved success in that area. But this time I'm focusing on the struggle, and that would be the case with Jonah. So God instructed Jonah to preach a revival in the town of Nineveh. But Jonah didn't want to preach to the people because he thought they were unworthy to hear God's word, much less be saved by it. So initially, Jonah ignored God's request, but he did come around, and he ended up preaching a powerful revival that ultimately saved 120,000 souls. And in turn, God showed mercy on these sinners. And the lesson that Jonah had to learn, and sometimes a lesson for us too, is that we all need to be shown mercy. And so it is also our part to be merciful towards others, even when sometimes we might feel like, okay, God, whose side are you on anyway? And so the key here is to keep our hearts clean while God might be extending mercy to the other side. And so as you think about your situation, hold on to these words. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm 139:23-24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, be merciful to others as He will be merciful to you.